started preparing the shiur this week. We're learning Arvei Pesachim, the Korban Pesach, the Korban Chagiga on the daf. But then I saw these atosvos and shas that's relevant, in particular for this year, the way how this Shabbos Shkolim falls out. So I switched over in Yonah de Yom of Shkolim, Bezos Hashem. At a future week, we'll get into that shiur. Most haftiris that we read on a regular parsha, the makor is not in Shas. We mentioned this many times. The source for haftorah, the Tosfos Yom Tov brings a Megillas Storim that says that it was at the times of the Gzeira of the Yevanim, about 200 years into Bayis Sheni, was when they were massacred to read the haftorah instead of the Kriya of the Parsha. And most of the times, almost always, the Kriya of the haftorah is Me'en the Parsha. They couldn't read the Parsha, so they read the haftorah. There's some pasuk in the haftorah that speaks about the Parsha. You have that in the haftorah, you have a reminder of the Parsha. Some of the haftorahs, very few, but some of them are yes mentioned in Shas, Mesechtas Megillah. We learned it over here not so long ago in the morning kol. The Gemara Daf Lamed says that Shabbos Shkolim, these are special haftorah that's connected to Shkolim, not to the Parsha. Meaning to say is Shabbos Shkolim, these are Parshas HaShavua, let's say this week, Parshas Vayakel. And then there's also these are Kriya of Shkolim, of Kisisa. Zok to Gemara, you read a special haftorah, depending where you start, but there's a special haftorah that's connected to Shkolim, speaks about the Shkolim and the Beis HaMikdash. There's another Gemara, the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says that if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, the Haftorah, the day before on Shabbos, is Machar Chodesh. Also Dina Da Shas. So what do we do this week? This week, Shabbos Shkolim is Erev Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Mevarchem this week, Rosh Chodesh is Sunday and Monday. So we could read one of two Haftiras. We could read the Haftirah of Machar Chodesh, because L'maisa, Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. We could read the Haftirah of Shkolim, because it's Shabbos Shkolim. So which Haftirah do we read? We read the Haftirah of Shkolim. Frek Tosfos, Tosfos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, and Megillah, Frek Tosfos. Why do we read Haftorah of Shkolim? Why do we not read Haftorah of Machar Chodesh? Kashya, my ein oisin came kishachal Rosh Chodesh, the echad b'Shabbos. Why do we read Haftorah of Shkolim? Why don't we read Haftorah of Machar Chodesh? As I frek Tosfos. I want to pause for a second to explain Tosfos as Kasha. The Marshal is bothered. What's Tosfos asking that we should read Machar Chodesh? And if the din would be to be Machar Chodesh, then you would ask me we should read Shkolim. What's Tosfos asking that we should read Machar Chodesh? We have two Haftiras, so we picked one. Is there something bedafka to read Machar Chodesh that Tosfos asked Machar Chodesh over Shabbos Shkolim, over the Haftira of Shkolim? As a fact, the Marsha to understand what's Tosfos asking. V'oid, frek the Marsha, why did Tosfos only ask on Machar Chodesh? There's another example that's very relevant as well also. Not this year, but if Shabbos Shkolim is Rosh Chodesh. It's brought in the Gemara, Lahalacha. If Rosh Chodesh is the middle of the week, so the Shabbos before is Shabbos Shkolim. If Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, that Shabbos is Shabbos Shkolim. There also on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we read the Haftorah of Shkolim, and we do not read the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh HaShemayim Kisi. So frek the Marsha, why is Tosfos only bothered a year like this year? This year that Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, Machar Chodesh, why didn't Tosfos also ask in a year when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, when Shabbos Shkolim is Rosh Chodesh, we also read Daf Torah of Shkolim. Why didn't Tosfos ask over there also the same thing, that we should read Daf Torah? Maybe we should read Daf Torah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh over Shabbos Shkolim. Two kashas the Marsha asks. Zokt the Marsha, the Tosfos only was bothered, particularly a year like this year, why? Why did Tosfos ask only on Mocha Chodesh over that it should be over Shkolim and not Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Ashamayim kisi Zokta Bar Shah, Tosfos Kasha was the following. The klal is, we always read the Haftorah that's connected to what we read. Like I opened up by saying that the whole Haftorah, the reason we read Haftorah is because we couldn't have Kriyas Haftorah. So mention in the Haftorah something connected to Kriyas Haftorah. So therefore, Shabbos, the Kriya of Yom Tov, it's connected to what the Kriya Satira is. However, these are very interesting Yotzim and Aklal, and that's Mocher Chodesh. The Aftira of Mocher Chodesh, it's fascinating, has nothing to do with the Kriya. You have a regular Shabbos during the year, and it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. You do not read the Haftorah connected to the Kriya Satara. You read the Haftorah connected that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. That's why Tosfos asked, that was Tosfos' Kasha. Meaning to say like this, Mocher Chodesh is something very unique, that it overrides reading the Haftorah that's connected to the Kriya Satara. You have a regular Shabbos that you read the Parsha Sashavua, but tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. You don't read Haftorah that's connected to the parasha. You read Haftorah that's connected to tomorrow, Mocher Chodesh. So, Ibazoi, this Shabbos, Frektosis, this Shabbos, that Shabbos Shkolim, and of course, we be'etzim read the Haftorah of Shkolim because that was the Kriya Satorah. B'mai desalik minei, in other words, maybe we should read this week the parasha Sashivu over Shkolim, but that was the last Kriya. But we read Haftorah of Shkolim, but Frek Tosfos, just like always, Mocher Chodesh overrides the Haftorah that's connected to the Parsha, to the Kriya Satorah. This week also, the Mocher Chodesh should override the Kriya of Parsha Shkolim. That's Tosfos Kasha. And that's why Zokta Marsha, Tosfos never asked Lagabi Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. When you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and you have Shkolim, so over there, we understand, we're reading what's connected to the Kriya. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of Shkolim, the last of the Kriyas. You take out three Sefer Torah. What's the last Kriya? Shkolim. So there we understood clearly that the Kriyas half Torah is going to be Shkolim. However, a year like this year, that tomorrow, Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, just like Mocher Chodesh overrides any Haftorah that's connected to a parasha, now also for Tosfos, that you should read the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh. That's Tosfos Kasha. So just to get it very clear, this Shabbos, it's Shabbos Shkolim, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. These two different Haftorahs that you can read. You can read the Haftorah of Shkolim, you can read the Haftorah of Erev Rosh Chodesh, of Mocher Chodesh. We read the Haftorah of Shkolim. Frek Tosfos, why don't we read the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh? Tosfos answers, Tosfos says, Agav, before going into Tosfos' Teretz, this is Negei Bechlal, the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh, which we mentioned in explaining with the Marsha Tosfos' Kasha that Mocher Chodesh overrides the connection to what we read in the Parsha. What's Takana Pshat? The Rosh asked this question. If Haftorah is always something that's connected to the Parsha, why Taka, when Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, do we read the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh, which is called, let's call it Achraz, it tells people that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. We have a klal that the Haftorah is connected to the Kriya. The Rosh asks it right here in Megillah. And the Rosh says, then no. Most of the times, Taka, the Kriya is a Kriya connected to the Kriya Satorah. Daf Torah is connected, some pasuk inside that actually is connected to the Kriyas HaTorah. But says the Rosh, sometimes the Kriyas Me'en HaMa'ira. It has to do with the time, not to do with what you read. He brings an example, the Kriya, the Haftorah of Shmini Atzeres. We read about the story of Shlaib HaMelech, finished the Beis HaMikdash. That has nothing to do with the Kriya HaTorah that we just read on Shmini Atzeres. But what does the yes have to do? It has to do with Me'en HaMo'ir, it has to do with the day. What happened on the day of Shmini Atzeres, in the times when Shlaib HaMelech finished Bayis Rishon. Says the Rosh, the same thing with Macha Chaydish also. It's taka not connected to the Kriyas HaTorah, but it's connected to the Me'en HaMo'ira, to the time, actually not the time, the day of, but actually the next day. But back to Tosfos Kasha, Frek Tosfos, why do we read Shkalim? We should read Macha Chaydish. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos answers, Tosfos says the following, V'yesh Loimar, the Haftorah, the Yoyada, the Haftorah of Shkalim, midaberes b'shkalim. Of course, that's why we read it. It speaks about Shkalim. Zaktoisis umaskeres shereish chodesh adi year ba'isa shavua. In the Haftorah of Shkalim is also included, so to speak, machar chodesh. We have both in the Haftorah of Shkalim. So Tosfos kashes, we should read Machar Chodesh over Shkalim. The Teretz is we have both. In Shkalim we have both. If you take a look in the Haftorah, there's no mention in the Haftorah about Rosh Chodesh, about Machar Chodesh. What does Tosfos mean? That in Shkalim we also have Machar Chodesh. L'chaira Tosfos means that when you read Shkalim, and Shkalim is referring to when you give the Machtes HaShekel, the Hainu Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's what Tosfos means. We're speaking about Shkalim, which the Shkalim we give on Rosh Chodesh Adar, so therefore, reading the Haftorah already makes the mention, the Achros, that Rosh Chodesh is coming. So tomorrow, when we read the Haftorah, when we listen to the Haftorah, it's going to be a different Haftorah. First of all, it's Shkalim over Machar Chodesh. And also, in Shkalim, there's a Me'en of the Machar Chodesh also. Correct. You're asking very good, Taka. Tosfos Taka asks from Rosh Chodesh Nisan as well. And the Marsha's Kasha of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is also Negeya. It's a good shayla, Taka. Tosfos is teretz that in Shabbos, in Shkalim, is also the Zaskara of, maybe the Mashiach asks this kasha, is the Zaskara of also Rosh Chodesh, but Tosfos asks the same question, Lagabi Rosh Chodesh Nisan, also it could fall out. Am I noticing in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Just see, maybe the Mashiach asks this shayla. Good shayla, Taka. What's the teretz over there? Demai and more, Taka. What's the teretz of Gabri? Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. On the Iker Machar Chodesh, on the Haftorah of Machar Chodesh, which really is not this week, but we'll soon see why I think it's very connected. I think you could explain a little bit more of the Tosfos. Rav Schwab in a Sefer Al HaTorah asks, we just explained and we said you read Machar Chodesh, again, not this week, but on a regular Erev Rosh Chodesh, when Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh, you read Machar Chodesh of the words that it says in the Haftorah Machar Chodesh. So Frek Rav Schwab, it's very interesting. It's a very interesting Haftorah. You look in the Haftorah, the story Shaul HaMelech was in a fight with David HaMelech, and Yonah's son, Shaul HaMelech's son, was saving him. A whole very interesting story. And part of it is that David HaMelech didn't show up to the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. And it just says, they were planning, they were discussing, and it says over there, Macha Chaydish. So, Frechter Schwab, we say this whole interesting Avtaira because we want to just pull out two words that it says in the Avtaira, Macha Chaydish. That's what he asks. And not only that, as we said, a whole interesting Avtaira that Agav says two words, Macha Chaydish, and we're not going to read Avtaira that's connected to the Parsha. So he says the following. He says that it's not just the two words of Machar Chaydish. We read the Avtaira when Tamar is Rosh Chaydish to tell us, just like in the story, the reason why Yonasan told David HaMelech to wait to Rosh Chaydish to pass, because Hayes Rosh Chaydish is a time of Eschatzis, a time of Kapara. He was hoping that Shaul HaMelech will pass. You won't have a taina on David HaMelech. He'll pass. Memela, we read the Avtaira also to remind us that Rosh Chodesh is a time of Eschatzis, a time of Kapara. Just like we find Erev Rosh Chodesh in Kippur Kotel, but Rosh Chodesh itself is a Zman Kapara. And he says more. He says like this. Every Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh, we say, we're going to say, Mizbeach Chodesh B'tzion Tachin. We must follow that you should be the Beis HaMikdash. We should be Zoichet in Mizbeach. And then, why? Why is it like that? Because Rosh Chodesh is also a Zman Mesugel for Geula. So what happens after Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, we daven, Mizbeach Chodesh B'tzion Tachin. Comes Matzah Rosh Chodesh, Mashiach didn't come. So like the Lashon, he says, Gam Tmoil Gam Hayoim, that's the Lashon in the Avtaira. Just like then, Shaul HaMelech said, David HaMelech didn't come, not yesterday, Gam Tmoil Gam Hayoim. So when we daven Rosh Chodesh also, and it's after Rosh Chodesh, Mashiach didn't come. The answer is, just like in the Avtaira, this Rav Schwab says, just like in the Avtaira, that there was a seat waiting for David HaMelech by the Suda's Rosh Chodesh, by Shaul HaMelech, that's the story over there. And Shaul HaMelech asked, where was David? So too, we have to remember and tell ourselves that even though Mashiach Taka didn't come, even though Rosh Chodesh is a Zman Mesugel, and Mashiach didn't come, we have to know the same thing also, that there's a place, Mashiach has already, there's a place waiting. It's not just something that we mispalel and it didn't happen. He's a place, just like by Yipakim Makim David, he's a place for David, he's a place for Mashiach as well also. And then he's Moisev and he says the following, and he says, and why Taka, we have to think, why Taka didn't Mashiach come? You look into the Avtaira, just like in the Avtaira, what happened over there was that it was a Machloikis, there was sinner. So too, the reason why Mashiach didn't come yet is Mepnei sinner. And it's to be ma'oirer a person to avas chinam. It's a ma'oirer de gazach. Up until this Rav Schwab, you read the Avtaira, it's true. It's me'en ha-ma'oirer, like the Rosh says to say, that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. But here it comes out that the whole Avtaira is one big avoida, a Musa Sefer, to tell us Rosh Chodesh is coming, it's a Zman Eschatzis. It's a time, a sugal for Mashiach to come. And we have to put in avoda that Mashiach should come. We have to put in work. The work is to work on Avas Chinam. Allow me to circle this back to connect it to Shabbos Shkolim, to Pshat and Tosfos. It's maybe a little bit of a drush, but maybe it's Nitin Leomer. This Shabbos, we're going to read Shabbos Shkolim, not Machar Chodesh. Tosfos' kasha was, why not Machar Chodesh? And like the Marsha says, we should read Machar Chodesh because Machar Chodesh pushes away something that connects to the parsha. And Zokter of Schwab, why does it push away something connected? Because it's a very, very powerful lesson, the Machar Chodesh. It's an important reminder to tell people it's a Zman Mesugel, it's a Zman Kapara, it's a Zman to work on Bein Adam L'chaveri, so Mashiach should come. So Frek Tosfos, why Taka this week also we should read Machar Chodesh? What's Tosfos' teretz? Tosfos answers that we read this week Parshas Shkolim, and Zok Tosfos Umaskeres Sheresh Chodesh Ad Yir Ba'Oise Shavua. It could be the pshat is that. So we asked, what do you mean? It doesn't say a word about Rosh Chodesh, but the Teretz says the whole Macha Chodesh is to come to tell us to Avas Chinam. The concept of when we read the Haftorah of Shkolim, first of all, Machzis HaShekel itself comes to tell us Avas Chinam. The Alshach says, why do we give a half a shekel? Why not a whole shekel? It comes to tell us that a person without somebody else, without Achtus, is not a Dover HaShalom. Only when you give a Machzis HaShekel together with somebody else does it end up being a full shekel, it's Achtus. So the limud of Shkolim is coming to say Achdus, but yet also, b'chlal, in Chodesh Adar we have Purim, b'shloach Monis is for Achdus, b'tanas lavyoinim, the Suda. So the Memela, kum t'chais, when we read the Haftorah of Shkolim, Shkolim also gives us that lesson, what we're supposed to get from the Macha Chodesh. Macha Chodesh is coming to tell us tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. We should work on the Avas Chinam. Shkolim also, the whole Musig of Shkolim, and like what Tosfos says, Shkolim is a Rosh Chodesh Adar, the month of Adar, the Mitzvah Sayyim of Purim is all for Achdus, and Memela, we have that in the Haftarah of Shkolim. So Memela, the takeaway, Havada, the Hashkafa, but Klar, this Parsha, Shabbos Shkolim, Erev Rosh Chodesh, we're going to read the Haftorah of Shkolim over the Haftorah of Macha Chodesh. Just real briefly, one other din that's yet closer connected to this Shabbos Shkolim than maybe a different year. Anytime these two kriyas, we take out two Sefer Torah. Why do we take out two Sefer Torah? Two Kriyas, meaning to say, let's say Shabbos or Shchaydesh. Why do we take out two Sefer Torah? Why can't you just finish the Parashas HaShavua and be goyvel, turn the Sefer Torah to Rosh Chodesh? The Teretz is, m'pnei tircha de tzibur. We don't want the tzibur to have to wait. The question is it the time? Is it not covered at tzibur? I think we spoke about this a different time. Tircha de tzibur. And therefore, if you weren't goyel the second Sefer Torah, you're not supposed to take out a second Sefer Torah. You could do it and be goyel during the first, but really you're being mavra ala mitzvahs. You have a Sefer Torah. Why are you going to a different Sefer Torah? Teretz is tircha de tzibura. But you have to make sure that when you read from the second Sefer Torah, it's not tircha de tzibura. Sometimes I've seen in the past it's a mistake. They take out two Sefer Torah. Then the second Sefer Torah wasn't turned to the right place, and they open up the second Sefer Torah and they're starting to turn. So then you miss, not only you miss the whole point of Tercha de Sibura, actually you should rather be goyel the first Sefer Torah. Let's now go into this week, this Parsha, Shabbos Shkolim, these two Kriyas, these the Kriya of Parshas Vayakel, and then these the Kriya, another Kriya, the Kriya of Shkolim. Where's the Kriya of Shkolim? Parshas Kisisa. It's very close by. Very close by. There were Gedolei Hadoyrois that held that Shabbos Shkolim, you actually do not take a two Sefer Torah. It's not Tircha de Tzibura. It's so close by, it's come out like when somebody does Hagba. You know, when you open up, you have to be Goylel, 2-3 areas. It's so close by. You only take out one Sefer Torah. Now they said it. We're going to get to it, Mamash, in a second, but I'm saying it dafka this week, because this week it's super close. And we'll see in a minute. Not on a Iber year, not on a leap year. It's Mishpatim. So Mishpatim to Kisisa is a couple of parshas away. But here it's Mamash. It is almost two parshas, because we're at the end of Ayakel to the beginning of Kisisa, but it's very close by. Who held like that? In Sefer Nachal Eshkol, that's a pirish on the Eshkol from the Rishonim, He brings that the minigar of Reb Nosson Adler, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, only took out one Sefer Torah. He brings that, and then it's a whole shtick. I'm not going to go into these Meskash. He brings Rishonim, Reb Shmuel Salant, they bring from Reb Yashiv as well, also took out one Sefer Torah. It could be you could be medayik from the Shulchan Aruch like that also. If you take a look, Simon Tofresh Pehe is the Simon of Dalet Parshias. So the Shulchan Aruch starts like this. Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says that if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, you take out three Sefer Torah, right? That's clear. The Parshas HaShavua, Rosh Chodesh, and the Kriya of Shkolem. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues, Sif Beis, Shabbos Zachar, Gimel, Parah, Chodesh. Sif Hei, first of all, Stam is like very interesting, and Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch goes back to Shkolem when Rosh Chodesh is during the week. Sorry, Stam is like, it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it in the beginning, because that's Negeya together with Sif Aleph, Shkolem is the first week. But if you take a look like this, every Sif in Shulchan Aruch says how many Sefer Torah to take out. The first Sif when it's Shabbos for Shchayidish, Shkolem, three Sefer Torah. But Shabbos in Sif Beis, you take out two Sefer Torah, the Parashas HaShavu and Zachar. But Shabbos Shlishis, again, two Sefer Torah. But then in Sif Hei, Chal Rosh Chodesh Adar Samach L'Nisim B'Toich Yimei HaShavua, V'afilu B'Erev Shabbos, Makdim in Likris Parashas Shkolem, B'Shabbos Shalafanam Afsikim. It's not Muchrach, but interesting over there, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that you take out two Sefer Torah. When it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Shkolem, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Shkolem, there you for sure take out three Sefer Torah. Because you go with the Tada, the first is the Parashas HaShavua, then you read Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which is all the way in Parashas Pinchas, and then you go back to Kisisa, so there you for sure take out three Sefer Torah. But in a week, Shabbos Shkolem like this, that Shkolem is close by, maybe it's Meduyik in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't. But Al Kapana, we said clearly, there are those that didn't. They bring B'Shem the Chazanish, that the Chazanish also only took out one Sefer Torah. But if you look in Orchis Rabbeinu, they bring over there, the Stifler said that one year, when they were taking out the Sefer Torah, there was somebody there that was saying, only one Sefer Torah. So the Chazanish said, okay, one Sefer Torah, and afterwards, he explained, Mipnei Kavod Adam, Kavod Talmud Chacham, they only took out one Sefer Torah. Just like Mipnei Tircha de Tzibur, you take out two. So Mipnei Kavod Talmud Chacham, he was saying that they only took out one. But Be'etzim, the minig was Taka two Sefer Torah. Al Koponim, just to conclude, interesting, the Rambam, so we have minig roiv ha'olam, I think it's fair to say, takes out two Sefer Torah. Are those attacker only took out one Sefer Torah? I don't know if it's Manenu. Who's dying like that? But just to bring a little bit from the Rishonim, the Mamash for Mamash a minute, the Rambam says, the Lashon Rambam, very interesting, the Rambam says that if Kisisa, if Shkolem, sorry, falls on a Parshas Kisisa, which cannot happen with our calendar, only Api Kiddush HaChodesh, but if Kisisa falls out, Shabbos Shkolem falls out on Kisisa, which means it's mamash the same Parsha, the Rambam says he take two Sefer Torah. So the Rambam says clearly that you take out two Sefer Torah, even if it's closer than this year. This year it's mamash a week away, two Parshas away. Even if it's mamash Kisisa, you only have to be goyel to the beginning of the Parsha, you take two Sefer Torah. Though, what happens if Shkolem falls out on Tetzava, which also cannot happen on our calendar, then your mamash don't have to be goyel b'chlal. Then already it's a shtickle of question. The Torah speaks about it, because also there's a shayla. What do? You lay until the end of the parasha, and then you go into Kisisa, so that it's not nicker that you're reading b'chlal Shkolem. People just think that's part of the kriya of Tetzava. So maybe you have to read over it twice, but there already could be mamash. You don't have to be goyel b'chlal. You don't take a two Sefer Torah. But Al Kaponim, to conclude on this topic, you take out two Sefer Torah, Tircha de Tzibura. it's Lamaisa Anoyig, most Anoyig to take out two Sefer Torah, but it's interesting to note that for sure a year like this year that it's so close by, there really is not so much Techa de Tzibur, just being Goylal two parashas back. Have a wonderful Shabbos.